Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you?
I got a letter in the mail yesterday that it looks like you guys have availability at my address now, and I'd like to switch over.
Sure, absolutely. I can definitely take a look at that and get you started on switching over. All right, and just bear with me. What is your last name, please?
It's Cornelison, Cornelison.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And what is your service address, please?
It's 511 Commons Lane, Saugerties, New York.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. All right, perfect. We have availability to go ahead and get you set up. Now, is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay. And were you aware of the different plans that we offer, and did you know which one you wanted?
Yeah, I think I wanted the lower one.
The 1 gig? You got it.
Yep.
And approximately how large is your home?
Like 1,200 square feet. It's actually a condo.
Oh, okay. So the reason I was asking that to see if you needed any Wi-Fi extenders. We offer those for $7.99 a month. It's not required. You don't have to.
Yeah,
we just like
okay.
to figure out how large a home is to see if we recommend one. And were you interested in the phone service?
No, thank you.
Okay. And do you rent or own the property?
I own.
And how are your current utility wires feeding through your home? Is it for like your power, your phone, your cable? Is it through the air or is it under the ground?
It's under the ground.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope.
Okay. And so you said it was Ryan. That's the
yep.
typical R-Y-A-N, is that correct?
Yes.
And then once more for your last name, please.
Yes, Cornelison.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure I had that correct. And what's the best email for you? We use the email to send you notifications regarding your order, any updates, and we also sign you up for our online portal with this email.
Yes, Bizneliison. @gmail.com.
So that's Bizn as in Nancy, Elison?
Yep.
And that was @gmail?
@gmail, yep.
And there's no numbers after the Bisnellison?
Nope.
Okay. And your primary phone number, please?
845-750-7587.
Perfect. Did you want to add a secondary phone number to the account?
No, that's okay.
All right. And how would you prefer to be contacted? We have the option of phone, email, text.
Phone, fine.
Okay. And by opting in for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number that you provided? You can revoke this consent at any time. The consent is not a condition of purchase. And typically those automated and pre-recorded messages are to remind you of appointments, let you know your any account statuses, and if you ever have any issues and we need to give you a call back, we may give you a call at that phone number.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, as part of our process, our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It does not affect your credit score. This is a soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. If you want to bypass that, you can, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit.
Okay, and what's the final bill?
So the final bill, depending on whether you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing, which I'll ask about in a little bit, if with the 1 gig, it's normally $79.99. If you sign up for paperless billing with auto pay with your checking account, you get $10 off.
Okay.
So that would make it $69.99. And that's all taxes, fees included. There's no rental amount for your modem or router or anything. That's all completely included.
Okay. And is there an installation charge?
Nope. At the moment, we have free installation.
Okay. So if I give you $50 right now, I'll owe you like $20 for the first month. Is that right?
So the deposit gets held on to until you terminate the service with us. At that point, it would go towards any remaining balance on the account, or it would get sent back to you the way that you paid.
Okay. I think I'll just do that. I don't like giving my Social Security number.
Okay. No, that's understandable.
Unless it's the bank.
And you did want to offer, you did want to take advantage of the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we're doing it through the checking account?
Sure.
Okay. All right. What is your routing number, please?
Give me 1 sec.
Absolutely.
Okay. Routing number is 12120211.
Okay, and then your account number, please.
4400406383312.
Okay. And it is your name on the account, correct?
Yep.
And just to make sure I have the correct spelling, it's CORNELASON, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And is this a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Perfect. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber? Was it just that letter that you received?
I've seen you guys digging up the streets for a few months.
Okay. All right. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, loose dogs?
So how does this work?
So we have a tech that comes out to your home. Before your installation, you don't need to be home for this part, and they will determine the best way to get you connected from the street to your home. If required, they will lay a temporary drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to the what we call a flower pot, but it's a junction box. And we will coordinate to bury that within 10 business days if we have to lay it on the ground without digging 6 to 8 inches to bury it immediately.
Okay. So what do you usually need to go from the closest pole?
So
what's the source of everything?
The source of everything is you'll see like these little, I don't know if you've seen those little junction boxes that are kind of at the street. They're usually on the ground. If we have them on the poll, then we'll go from the poll. But usually it's the ones that we have at the street.
And you need to basically get a new cable into my...
Yes, because we run fiber. So we don't use the same thing as cables, you know, like the cable companies. They use typically coaxial when they run through from their connection into your home, into that modem. They use a coaxial cable. We use fiber, which is light pulses that emit the data.
Okay.
So it's much faster than the coaxial cables.
So I think a concern that I may need to check into, like I said, this is a condo.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, I think there's like 70 units in the whole thing.
Okay.
Well,
like we don't drill into the homes. We don't drill into the homes. So if you already receive service, say, for example, from another cable company, we follow mm-hmm. that same connection. So if you already have service currently at your residence, then at that point, we would just throw the cable right in that same slot.
Okay.
So we don't have to
dig anything?
No, the only digging that we would possibly do would be in the front lawn on the property. And it's only 6 to 8 inches. We put it right back the way it was before. It's not very big either.
But, yeah, I guess
it's only to accommodate the wire.
That's the part I think I would need to check on because, there you know, there's the HOA board and all that, so.
Of course.
It's not like it's my house.
No, exactly. It's okay, because the homeowners association
as well.
Are
you able to see if you have any existing customers in here already?
I could possibly take a look. Let me see. You said it was Commons Lane, right?
Yep.
It does seem like we already do.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you already do, then it's probably not an issue.
Absolutely. But I'll put in a note just to state, like, may need to contact HOA to verify.
Okay. I know there's like a hand hole for electric controls not that far away from my door in the ground, so.
Yes, so that's actually probably where they're going to put that connection.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do have like those little hand holes. If we don't have like a junction box sitting there, we will have like the little hand holes, which would be our access point.
Okay.
So I put in the note, may need to contact HOA to verify that the digging is approved or check to make sure the connection can go through the hand hole.
Okay. Cool.
Did you have any questions or comments for the tech?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't need any like new hookups in the house. It'll still use that coax cable.
So we won't use the coaxial cable to get to the modem, but we'll follow where the coaxial cable came from.
Okay, so out of that same outlet, there will be a new connection.
Correct, because we use the fiber cables. We produce our own.
And how do you pull everything through?
So our techs actually are very, very skilled with that. They don't ever, like, cut into walls or anything like that. They don't usually have to. If they absolutely have to, then of course they'll discuss it with you first. But typically they'll follow exactly where the cable coaxial is.
Do they just, like, blow a string through the conduit and then pull it through or something like that?
Yeah. Or, I mean, they're pretty, like, you know, they're decent-sized cables. It's not like they're going to break by just pushing them through. I mean, it's about the same size, just instead of the copper coaxial cable, we have, like, the fiber optic cables that actually push through and the light pulses push through the data much faster.
Okay. Sounds like they know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. They've been at this for quite a while. We may be new to servicing customers, but we've actually been at this for quite a few years.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. So, just a couple more quick things that I need to go over with you, and then we'll be all set. I'm going to go over with an installation date, but I do need to go over a couple of disclosures, and then you'll be able to get back to your day. Now, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects to your home, to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, which is the part that you don't need to be home for. If required, that temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And then if you currently have a provider, so like someone like a provider that's providing you internet service, to maintain consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider. The gateway and any equipment such as the router by Arch is provided by us is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all of the associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber, and we reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. So that's pretty simple. We just send out a box to let you know if you decide to cancel with us, we'll mail you a box with a return label to go ahead and send us back the equipment.
Okay.
For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website or give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email that you provided to me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, you should also receive two emails when we're done with scheduling your appointment. One will ask you to set up your online portal. Now, I do know that there have been a little bit of an issue with that. Sometimes it's asking when you log in to change your password and that it needs a temporary password. I haven't seen that really get displayed very much. Sometimes it happens where it glitches. So if ever you do have trouble setting up your account, you can either give us a call or you can do a reset password.
Okay.
Okay. Just in case. Because I mean, I know we've worked to resolve that, but just in the event that it does give you some trouble. Now, our earliest appointment date is Thursday the 25th. We have 8 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m., or we can do later than that, like Friday, Saturday, or next or the following week.
Do you have anything on that Monday? The following Monday?
On the following Monday, the 29th, yeah, we definitely
Yeah.
do. We have 8 a.m. And 3 p.m.
I'll take it. I'll take the
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
You got it. All right. And of course, the 845-750-7587 is the best phone number to reach you at.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. That way you'll get your appointment reminder, and sometimes we may also send out a text message for your important reminders as well. But you've been successfully scheduled, so thank you so much for your business and calling in today, and you should be all set. Did you have any other questions for me that I can maybe elaborate on?
I don't think so. I'll look out for him on Monday, on that Monday.
All right, perfect. So you're set for Monday the 29th at 8 a.m.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Ryan. Thank you so much for calling into our Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye.
Thanks.